Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on a Tuesday morning. Tuesday, September the 27th, 2022, 13 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio Time. Kind of a chilly Tuesday morning, 49 degrees, partly sunny skies. Who has turned on their heat in their home? Have you turned on the heat yet? Let me know, 740-751-4038. I obviously have not turned on the heat in my home, and that's why I'm sitting here with a blanket right now. 740-751-4038. All right. We have two questions left over from hour number one here. We were still doing Family Feud from yesterday, and we don't have the final answer yet. Now, Rich Gorenflo, who is out there listening on a mobile device, did send us the right answer, but I'm going to see if anybody else gets the right answer. The question was, name a popular board game. Now, we've got Monopoly, Chess, Checkers, Scrabble, and there's one other answer. Does anybody know what the final answer is? And it's my favorite board game. 740-751-4038. Name a popular board game. Monopoly, Chess, Checkers, and Scrabble are already taken. But there is one left. 740-751-4038. Now, the other question before we went to break, we're going through the Merriam-Webster dictionary because Merriam-Webster, which has been around since 1828, has added, I think, 370 words this year to the dictionary. Now, one of those words is laggy, L-A-G-G-Y. And we're interested to know, does anybody know what laggy means? Now, you don't have to give me the exact definition, but if you get close to it, if you can explain it, I'll be very impressed with your knowledge. What does laggy mean? L-A-G-G-Y. Okay. Let's see. Well, here's an interesting word that they've added. Virtue signaling. Virtue signaling. Now, do you know what that is? The act or practice of conspicuously displaying one's awareness of and attentiveness to political issues, matters of social and racial justice, etc., especially instead of taking effective action. So I guess this is just the idea of letting people know that you know what's going on in the world. Virtue signaling. How about that? Okay. Well, now here are some words. I can't believe that some of these are now in the Merriam-Webster Dictionary since 1828. Okay, are you ready for these? Yeet. That's in the dictionary now. Yeet. Does anybody know what yeet is? Y-E-E-T. Yeet. Used to express surprise, approval, or excited enthusiasm. To throw especially with force or without regard for the thing being thrown. See, I don't even know how that would be used. used to express surprise, approval, or excited enthusiasm. Now, the term is yeet. Y-E-E-T. Now, has anybody ever used this word in their life? Can anybody call in and use yeet in a sentence? Tell me what yeet means. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Here's another one. Janky. J-A-N-K-Y. Janky. Means very poor quality. Not functioning properly or adequately. Well, this radio show could be janky every morning. We should change the name of this to the Janky Radio Show. Janky. A very poor quality. Now, I wonder if that's a derivation of junky. Because there's only one word difference, or one letter difference between janky and junky. Well, it's in the dictionary now. So next time somebody says you're janky, and you say, go find that in the dictionary, it'll be in the dictionary, the Merriam-Webster Dictionary since 1828. Okay, sus. Sus is now in the dictionary. S-U-S. Sus. Does anybody know what sus is? We've never got laggy either. Can anybody tell me what sus means? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, these words are all in the dictionary now. I know that might be hard to believe, but they are. Sus. S-U-S. Or can anybody use yeet in a sentence? 740-751-4038. Now, laggy. I'm going to give you laggy because nobody got laggy, and I want you to know what this term means. Having a delayed or slow response to a user's input, marked or affected by lag. So I guess that's probably an internet term, laggy. You know, my computer is running around laggy. So what is sus? Now see, this is funny. Abby has, she must have woken up again. she was doing all that janky stuff, and now she's awake again. She does know what sus means. Well, I'm sure she knows what sus means, because she's probably been sus a few times in her life. And she says, laggy is laggy internet. Now, I don't know if that always means internet, though. It would seem to me that laggy could mean a lot of things. Like that person's a little laggy over there. But it's in the dictionary now, as of this year. Sus. Does anybody know what sus means, besides her? 740-751-4038. She might be Googling these. We never really know. And now here's one for you. Luke. L-E-W-K. Luke. Now this, I would never have a clue. I'm not even sure how you would use this in a saying. Luke. What does Luke mean? I don't know. Luke. 740-751-4038. She says she knows what all of these mean. She knew what sus meant. Laggy meant. I don't think she knows what Luke means. L-E-W-K. I've never heard that. 740-751-4038. Who knows what sus means? Well, she says that she has kids and they all use these words. Well, have they ever used the word Luke? L-E-W-K? It's in the dictionary now. All right. See, I don't even know how you pronounce this one. P-W-N. How do you pronounce P-W-N? Pun? Pun? How do you say P-W-N? Is that pin? I don't know. Okay, now here's one. This word's in the dictionary now, if you can believe this. Adorkable. Adorkable. A-D-O-R-K-A-B-L-E. Adorkable. Socially awkward or quirky in a way that's endearing. So I guess you like the person. They're just socially awkward. Adorkable. Now in the dictionary. All right. Now this is interesting because, you know, this makes sense, but it's it's weird that this has come back as a term in the dictionary. MacGyver. Remember the TV show MacGyver? What does MacGyver mean? Now I don't even know how you would use that. Are you MacGyvering something? Well, it's pretty much what you think it is. To make, form, or repair something with what is conveniently on hand. So I guess this is probably like if you use duct tape to fix something. You MacGyvered it. Does anybody use these terms out there listening to this? I don't know. Some of these are a little strange. 740-751-4038. Well, I'm going to come back to this one. I don't even know how you say it. P-W-N. Now, here's what it means. To dominate and defeat someone or something. That's what it means. You dominate or defeat someone or something. But I'm not even sure how you say this word. P-W-N? How do you pronounce P-W-N? I just went back here and looked at Abby's list of these words. She got P-W-N wrong. She said it's gaming stuff. But apparently it's when you beat somebody at something. P-W-N. I don't know how you pronounce it, though. Now, sus, which I don't think I ever gave the definition to, sus is suspect. Just, we don't have enough air or wind, apparently, anymore to say suspect, so we just say sus. That person is sus. Now, look, L-E-W-K, now here's what it is. It's a fashion look that is distinctive to the wearer and that is noticeable and memorable to others. That's look. L-E-W-K. Boy, I'll tell you, it's a real education here this morning, isn't it? All words in the Merriam-Webster Dictionary now. Baller. Baller is now in the dictionary. Excellent, exciting, or extraordinary, especially in a way that is suggestive of a lavish lifestyle. You're a baller. I guess that means rich. You're baller. Okay. Cringe. Now, I thought cringe would have been in the dictionary already. But cringe is so embarrassing, awkward, as to cause one to cringe. But really, isn't that what cringe has always meant? I don't know that that really has any different meaning than it ever really has. Words in the dictionary now. Oh, this is an abbreviation. F-W-I-W. Now, that's an abbreviation. It's kind of like an acronym. What is an acronym? Does anybody know what F-W-I-W means? F-W-I-W. Now, it's an acronym for something, which means each of those letters means something. Now, the other one is I-C-Y-M-I. I-C-Y-M-I. That's an abbreviation, an acronym, as well. It's in the dictionary now. If you pull out a 2022 dictionary, you will see FWIW, and you'll see ICYMI. Do you know what those are abbreviations for? 740-751-4038. Very, very confusing. Let's see. Well, does anybody have the last game here? Have you thought about the last game in our game of Family Feud here? Name a popular board game. We've got Monopoly, chess, checkers, Scrabble, and what is that last thing? 28 minutes past the hour. As I said earlier, it's my favorite board game. Now, we've had a lot of guesses this morning. We've had Battleship. We've had Candyland. We've had good guesses. And Rich Gorenflo, our friend, did get it right. He sent the message through Messenger. And he does have it right, but we don't have the answer yet. What is that board game? And again, it's my favorite board game. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a popular board game. Which one are we missing? Now, there's one of these new words that I wanted to get to because I can't believe, after bringing this up last week, that this is now in the dictionary. Oh, my goodness gracious. Okay. Here it is. Added to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, which has been around since 1828, I guess it's two words, goes in this year, pumpkin spice. Pumpkin spice goes in to the dictionary. Now, here's what it means. A mixture of usually cinnamon, nutmeg, ginger, cloves, and often allspice that is commonly used in pumpkin pie. Now, here's what I don't understand. Pumpkin spice was never in the dictionary because long before we started making pumpkin spice donuts and pumpkin spice coffee and pumpkin spice cappuccino and pumpkin spice, you know, this, that, and everything else, pumpkin spice was around. I think people made pumpkin pie out of it. So it took until 2022 for pumpkin spice to enter the Merriam-Webster Dictionary. It's been around since 1828. So more than almost 300 years it took for pumpkin spice to get into the dictionary. A mixture of usually cinnamon, nutmeg, ginger, cloves, and often allspice that is commonly used in pumpkin pie. But you know, that's not what we're talking about these days when we say pumpkin spice. We're talking about Starbucks coffee. We're talking about donuts. We're talking about candles. We're talking about all that sort of stuff. Is anybody else as shocked as I am that it took 200 years for pumpkin spice to get into the dictionary? I find that kind of fascinating. Give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 31 minutes past the hour here. WGH talk time. Pumpkin spice finally enters the dictionary. I don't really know. I don't know. Pumpkin spice to me is just not important. But I know people love it, especially on days like today when we're below 50 degrees. People love their pumpkin spice. I still really don't understand the appeal. I guess it's good. I mean, I understand that people like the taste. But I don't understand why it has become such a big conglomerate sort of thing. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Aggravation?
Not aggravation, but a good guess.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks. Ryan, trying hard to get this final answer here. Name a popular board game. We've got Monopoly, chess, checkers, and Scrabble. And apparently, if you play Scrabble now, you can put pumpkin spice in there because it's in the dictionary now. But what is that fifth board game that we do not have? Now, it's my favorite board game. Name a popular board game. 740-751-4038. Oh, I wanted to go back and give you the answer here to FWIW. For what it's worth. So I guess instead of saying for what it's worth, you say FWIW. And the other one, ICYMI, means in case you missed it. In case you missed it, you don't say in case you missed it. You say ICYMI. Never heard of that before, but now it's in the dictionary. Does anybody have a good explanation, though, of... Oh, here's another one that's in there now. How about this? Galentine's Day. Galentine's Day. G-A-L-E-N-T-I-N-E-S Day. Does anybody know what Galentine's Day is? That's kind of an interesting one. I have heard that term, but now it's in the dictionary. Galentine's Day. Can anybody tell me what Galentine's Day is? 740-751-4038. Well, we've now topped 50 degrees here in Marion. We're up to 50. Mostly sunny skies. Galentine's Day. Does anybody have any idea what in the world Galentine's Day is? Well, the good news is you'll be able to look in a dictionary soon, a Merriam-Webster dictionary, and see the word Galentine's Day in there. Does anybody know what it is? We've still got our final word here, our final board game. Name a popular board game. We've got Monopoly, Chess, Checkers, Scrabble. One answer left. What is it? And again, this is my favorite board game. 34 minutes past the hour here, 740-751-4038. Monopoly, chess, checkers, and Scrabble have all been taken, but there is one board game left. What might it be? And again, it's my favorite. Now, some of the questions we had from hour number one, has anybody heard any news on possibly a shootout that took place at the Circle K on Main Street last night? I'm sure we'll be getting a press release on this today to put on the news. But this is the scuttlebutt we've been hearing overnight, that there was a shootout at the Circle K on Main Street. Now, I don't know why or... that just seems a little different to me. I'm not saying it didn't happen, but boy, oh boy, what times are we living in here? Let's see. Also, did anybody, there's apparently an article in the Marion Star today that says something about churches needed in battle against drugs. Now, I haven't read this article. I think it's in today's paper. Does anybody know what that article is talking about? Churches needed in battle against drugs. Now, obviously, they're talking about they need the churches in the battle against drugs, but how? How is the county saying that they need this help? Does anybody have an answer? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give us a buzz. Churches needed in battle against drugs. Or does anybody know anything about the shootout that allegedly happened last night over at the Circle K on Main Street? Unfortunate if something like that did happen. But as I say, we'll get a press release today in regard to it if it did indeed happen. 740-751-4038. I can't believe we haven't got this board game yet. As I say, Rich Gorenflow got it via the internet. But we have not had the correct guess yet. Name a popular board game. We've got Monopoly, Chess, Checkers, Scrabble, and one more to go. What is that final board game? And again, the reason I started with this morning was it is my favorite board game of all time. And it's number 5 on this list, but we don't have it yet. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, let's see. Who would know the answer to this? Oh, you know what? I think I might have Lee's number here. You want to call up Lee and see if he knows any of this? Let's see if I can get him on the line here. Hope this is his number. We can only hope. If we get somebody else on the line, maybe they'll know the answer. Maybe Lee's not awake yet. But I am pretty sure this is his number. We've become the call-out show here from time to time. Well, the ringing is not a good sign. Or maybe he's on the line with somebody else. Well, could be. Might be on the line with somebody else here this morning. Okay, let's see. Who else might have an idea as to what in the world this answer is? By the way, you can call in 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz, and we will get you up on the air to be sure. Holy mackerel here. Well, I don't know if we have anybody else who might know the answer to this. We want to know what a popular board game. Name a popular board game. One left on the list here. Monopoly, Chess, Checkers, Scrabble, and one answer left on the list. 740-751-4038. Or does anybody know anything about the incident over at Circle K last night? Oh, and can anybody explain the pumpkin spice craze to me? You know, the other day, one of our listeners, Mary, sent me was it a thing with pumpkin spice bologna? Holy moly. Go ahead, caller.
Backgammon.
You know, backgammon's a good guess. Not on the list, though. Good guess.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks. Ryan keeps trying to knock this one dead. Backgammon. Not backgammon. Name a popular board game is what we're looking for here. You know, we haven't heard from our friend Sarah this morning. She's usually pretty good at these guesses. I believe she got quite a few of these yesterday. I think she got Monopoly and Checker. She might have gotten all three of those. Monopoly, Checkers, and Chess. But other than that, I don't think she's... Maybe she's having a busy morning out there running people around. You know, it's kind of chilly. People might have got up early and said, "Woo, I need to get on the bus this morning. I need a blanket. Put me on that bus." What is that final answer? Boy, I'll tell you. You know, this is a popular board game. I bet most people, if you still have board games in your closet, probably have this board game in your closet. Name a popular board game. Monopoly, Chess, Checkers, Scrabble. What is the final answer? 41 minutes past the hour here. WGH talk time. Oh, my. And don't forget, it's not life. We just got a guess there from Abby. Not life. I think Ryan guessed life earlier. I don't think I've ever played life, to be honest with you. So that would not be my favorite board game. If I've ever played Life, I don't remember it. But no, not Life. The only thing I can say is if Rich Gorenflot's still out there, he got it. He sent it over via social media. But it's I'm trying to see if somebody else can get it. And apparently nobody has any information on apparently the shootout last night at the Circle K on Main Street. Hopefully, maybe there wasn't a shootout. I guess that's the best we can hope. We'll see if a press release shows up later today, and if it does, I guess we'll say there was one, and if there wasn't, I guess we'll say there wasn't one. Well, I guess the best we can hope in that particular situation is nobody was hurt. But, you know, pumpkin spice going into the dictionary, now that is very confusing to me. Because I would guess pumpkin spice would have been in there years ago. How in the world would it just be getting into the dictionary, pumpkin spice? And basically, the definition... our friend Mary, maybe it was over the weekend, a few days ago, sent me a funny thing from the internet, pumpkin spice bologna. Everything is pumpkin spice now. Now, here's my question. Do they use real pumpkin spice in the coffee and in the donuts and in all the stuff they put pumpkin spice in? Because I wonder if that's more of a flavoring than the actual pumpkin spice that you put in pumpkin pie. You know, I don't think you could grab the actual pumpkin spice that's in your cupboard for pumpkin pie and just dump that in your coffee and it's going to be the same. Or dump that on your donut. So I don't know. I don't know. Is that pumpkin spice the same as the other pumpkin spice, I guess, is the question. 740-751-4038. 44 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. And again, we're still stuck on this board game. Hard to believe. Name a popular board game. Monopoly, chess, checkers, and Scrabble. Final answer. Oh, that's like Regis Philbin used to do. Final answer. Go ahead, caller.
Clue.
Ah, you got it. Clue.
Oh, my gosh. I was getting ready to give up.
Oh, my. You know, I loved playing Clue. I think I still have Clue somewhere.
I was going to say Clue and then Yahtzee, and then I was done.
Yes, Clue, you know, one of the all-time great games. But apparently people don't play it very often.
I love that game.
Me too. I thought it really took brains because it was all about deduction of what was in that little envelope. And I thought, hey, that would be a lot of... I thought we'd get that sooner.
Yeah, I tried. I finally got it, Scott.
You took care of it. Thanks, Ryan.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Yes, Ryan knocked it out of the park, and that is my favorite board game, Clue. I love Clue. Have always loved to play Clue. I think Clue is a great game for kids because it really is about deduction. Because you can wait till you definitely know what the answer is, or you can take a guess based on what you know. So yes, the most popular board games are Monopoly, Chess, Checkers, Scrabble, and Clue. So now, there you have it. 46 minutes past the hour here. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll do this category because this is kind of interesting. We'll see how far we get with this one today. Name things you would post on social media. Now, isn't that funny? I've been talking about social media this morning and all the things people do on social media. So, name things you would post on social media. Does anybody know what they are? There are five of them. 740-751-4038. 740-751-4038. Name things you would post on social media. Five big ones here. Who's got the answer? 740-751-4038. 13 minutes left in the program today. Well, I think we've talked about a little bit of everything today. We've talked about the big Kroger meeting today, see if they can straighten out their problems between Kroger and the union, so hopefully there's not a strike. We've talked about the articles in the newspaper, but we really don't know what they mean because we don't have the newspapers in front of us. Adults must lead by example in solving discipline crisis. That was in Sunday Star, I believe. And today, churches needed in battle against drugs. If anybody knows what those articles are referring to or has read the newspaper, give us a buzz, 740-751-4038. We were talking about the shooting, apparently alleged shooting, over on at the Circle K on Main Street. We don't know if that has happened or what happened or really anything there. We'll hopefully wait for a press release today and see what happened with that. We still don't know what business is going to go where Popeyes and White Castle was. Now, by the color scheme, somebody told me it was a cheesesteak business, although we don't know what it's called. Hopefully somebody will come up with that at some point. And other than that, that's where we are here on this Tuesday. Name things you would put on social media. Name things you would post on social media. You know, I can see a lot of these things, but social media is kind of confusing to me. I've always said with social media, when I see people put up a happy picture, I always think there's doom around the corner. Because why would you need to tell me you're having a good time? Because if you're having a good time, I would think your first inclination would not be to run to social media to post. Now, I'm not saying I've never posted anything on social media. I do a lot of things for the station here. Like if I go to an event or something I'm going to talk about on Monday morning or Tuesday morning or something like that, yeah, I'll post pictures of it, but that's my purpose for doing it. I don't really understand other people's purpose for doing it. A lot of people will post their illnesses on social media. It's very interesting what people post. Does anybody have a guess on what people post on their social media? 740-751-4038. I'm so glad we finally got that clue out of the way. My favorite board game, without question. And, well, and again, just to give it a little plug here, as we head into Friday, it's going to be the big, you know, this is kind of anticlimactic because I wish I could tell you what in the world was going to happen on Friday, but Linda is going to be on vacation on Friday, so Abby will be back with us from 12 to 1, and I hope there'll be somebody else there because I think there will be, but I'm still waiting for total confirmation on that. But Abby will be there on Friday again for week number 2, and this week we are going to get the strength competition out of the way, although we don't really know yet what it's going to be. We've had suggestions as to what it could be, but I don't think any of those are probably... They were good suggestions. The problem is they're not really compatible with radio. So that becomes the problem. And... I don't know. As I said earlier, you know, the Jamaican bobsled team years ago in the Olympics was the underdog, and yet they came back and won. So it's not like she can't win. It's just unlikely that she will win. But I know people will be cheering her on as soon as we know what in the world the competition is. Which, you know, here we are on Tuesday, what, Friday's 4 days away, and we still have no idea what... I never dreamed it would be this hard to find a competition It's probably because you have to do it on radio. It's only certain things will work. But you can't blame this on me, because I did not say that I had any abnormal strength. You know what I think has really happened here? I think she went to that bungee class a few weeks ago, and I think now all of a sudden she thinks she's the Incredible Hulk, because she was pulling on this bungee cord. And I don't know if it works that way. I don't know. You know, I don't know. She's got all boys as kids. I don't know if she can take them on in a strength battle. I don't know. I don't know what brought it on, to be honest with you. But we'll figure it out by Friday. Get it all taken care of by noon. But if anybody's got an idea, you know, it's kind of like the Super Bowl. It's the Super Bowl for this station, because now we're leading into the competition for like 3 weeks. It's like the pregame. So we'll figure something out, though. There's got to be something. Somebody with a creative mind out there. Anybody have a creative mind that can figure this out? 740-751-4038. Clearly more creative than my mind on this particular subject. I'll tell you what was funny. What was funny last week was when we were doing, because she came in last week, first time she'd been in about a year, and she was sitting there with Linda. And this was the funniest line, and you can go back and listen to it on the archive, WWGH1071.com. Now, I'm bringing this up last week, because I was trying in a conversation last week to say, okay, well, what's the competition going to be? And all I remember is she had a long sleeve shirt on. And she says at one point, she said, because she's on video, she's on Facebook Live, she said, well, if I had known that that we were going to be on video, I would have worn short sleeves and shown you how strong I am. Now, again, I'm not downing her, because people will say I'm condescending or something like that. All I'm saying is that I can't imagine that short sleeves, long sleeves, sweaters, whatever it would be, I can't imagine that it's going to be all that impressive. You know, God bless her heart, I just can't imagine it's going to be all that impressive. But we'll work it out. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, what if you guys did, like, push-ups or sit-ups or something and did, like, how many in a certain amount of time?
Well, that might work. See, here's the thing. Did you listen to the show last week when she was on? Did you happen to hear that?
Well, No, I didn't. I was at a funeral.
Oh, well, I'm sorry to hear that. Those aren't fun. But it was different last, because she did make that statement, because she was on Facebook Live and she said, if I had known that we were going to be on video, I would have worn short sleeves to show you how strong I am. Now, to me, I just can't see that.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I was thinking, like, you could do, you know, push-ups in, like, you know, in 10 minutes. How many can you do in 10 minutes? And then how many sit-ups? Because that would do your, you know, how strong you are in your arms, and the other one would be your core.
Yeah, well, you know, that's a good idea. Now, who do you think is going to take this competition without knowing anything at this point?
Well, it depends on, yeah, what you guys decide to do. I would say you probably would get her in push-ups, and she might get you in sit-ups.
Well, it could be, because I think...
kind of what I was thinking.
Well, because I think probably a girl could do more sit-ups, because they just tend to be lighter and in smaller framed.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why I kind of thought if you did both, that you would have the edge one way, she would have the edge one way, and then you tallied it up. Yeah, it's an idea anyways.
Yeah, we'll see what, you know, it could be. Could be. We'll see what happens. Hey, thanks, Ryan.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Yes, thanks.
Well, now, I am not necessarily ruling that out. That might be an idea. But I don't know. Maybe. See, here's what I don't like. As Ryan was giving that answer, she was listening, and she said, I like that, we can do that. Well, that must mean something. That must mean that there's some kind of upper hand there. I don't know. That's a little shaky, in my opinion. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Okay, well, if we do that, there's going to be a tiebreaker then. What's the tiebreaker? Because I would imagine that Ryan is probably right. She probably could do more sit-ups because girls are smaller framed and just quicker in that particular matter. I don't think she could do more push-ups because, again, I just don't see that. I don't, again, nothing negative toward her. I just don't see her being, I mean, she can probably do a push-up. I just don't think she could do a lot of them. But, I don't know. It's fun. Well, pull-ups don't work because, see, again, it's the same reason running doesn't work, because it has to be done in the radio studio so we can report on it live. That's the problem. So even though pull-ups and running would be a good thing, it's hard to do in a radio studio. And I think that's why the other things, as I said with the thumb wrestling, she's got those man hands, and honestly, that's not fair. I don't know where those... You know, Friday we're going to have to ask her where those came from, the man hands. Maybe pulling weeds or something. I don't know. I wonder if she's always had those since she's been a kid. And then, as I said, the arm wrestling doesn't work either because, again, if you're a guy and beat a girl, that's not all that impressive. And... if you lose to a girl, then that's really embarrassing. You know, it's not really embarrassing if you can't do as many push-ups as a girl or sit-ups, because that's pretty well an even playing field. But if you lose to a girl in an actual strength competition, then, you know, that's kind of embarrassing. So we don't want to tread on that territory. But we're getting closer, I feel, to Friday's competition, which I'll tell you, noon, it's going to be something. And we'll see who wins. She might be able to pull it out. I'm not saying she can't win. I'm not being condescending in that way. She might be able to win. I guess we'll find out. But push-ups and sit-ups are on the calendar right now. But we'll see. We'll see if those are the ones we go with. There are four or five on the examination right now. We'll see. For this day, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For legendary owner of the Marion grocery store, Smith Cardinal, Bob Smith.
Well, at the height of, you know, ceiling things and everything, the height of one time.